الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our beautiful weekly silsila Pathway to Paradise. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, as you know, in this silsila, we talk about those beautiful deeds that will take a person into the gardens of paradise. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, whilst we're talking about the blessings of these good deeds, where I try to mention some of the things that we need to be aware of, that we need to try to not do, so that ma'azallah, Azza wa Jal, we end up in the fire of hell. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, Pathway to Paradise, as you can remember, inshallah, Azawajal, in the previous silsila, we were talking about knowledge. Knowledge is something that will take a person into the garden of paradise. And today, alhamdulillah, Azawajal, one of the most beautiful and the greatest of ibadat of Allah Azawajal. Yes, we're going to be talking about salah, namaz. And as Allah Azawajal has mentioned in the Quran, the awliya Allah and the ulama, they mentioned that salah has been mentioned more than 700 times in the glorious Quran. From this, you can imagine how important salah is. As a Muslim, for every person who is baligh, who is sane, salah is farz, obligatory upon that person. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, as Muslims, we should be trying our utmost best to make sure that we are offering our five times salah. There are so many blessings that Allah Ta'ala has prepared for those people, so many barakats and so many benefits. Before we go into that, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to a very beautiful blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Sunnah, Shaykh al-Tariqah, the leader and founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us, has mentioned one beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one of his booklets reported from Shu'bul Iman, that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said, whoever recited the Holy Quran, praised Allah Azza wa Jal, and recited durood upon the Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and then asked forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, he has sought goodness from its source. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So that is a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should always make our habit to recite as much durood as possible unto the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, those who act upon the Madani inamat, inshallah Azza wa Jal, already will be acting upon this saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They'll already be reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give all these people steadfastness, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give me and all of us and all the viewers of Madani channel, every single Muslim that is living in this world, to recite durood abundantly unto the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Fair Islam bhaiyo, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we're going to be talking about salah. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, salah is a pillar of Islam. And when someone accepts Islam, he says the Shahada, he takes the oath, and he declares that Allah Azza wa Jal is the only one worthy of worship. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as the messenger and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the first most important thing for that person is to offer salah. So salah is a very important worship in Islam. But sadly today, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, people are running away from salah. People, mazallah, are neglecting their salah, are neglecting their namaz. And maybe because of that, you know, we see the situation of the Muslims today, maybe it's because of that, that Allah Ta'ala has put the Muslims into such a test, that today we can see that all over the world, nearly every Muslim is worried about something. The reason could be that we have neglected our salah. If you look at yourself, hum apne ghar mein dekh lena, just look at your own house. How many people live in my house? How many people are baligh who live in my house, yet they do not offer their salah? How many children do I have who are baligh, who are grown up, who are sane? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they are baligh now. They've reached to the age of adulthood, yet they still do not offer their salah. And if I am the father or the mother is listening, then just think to yourself, if I am the father and the mother don't offer their salah, then what do you expect from the children? If the father and mother are asleep at the time of Fajr salah, and how can you expect that your children will wake up and they will offer their salah? My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today inshallah Azza wa Jal, I'm going to try to mention a few of the blessings of offering salah. And one of the blessings, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, that those who please Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will be in the gardens of paradise, where beautiful rivers of water and milk and shahad and sharabun tahoor will be flowing. These people will be living in big mansions, big palaces. They will have the angels serving them. And they will have the hoors, the maidens of paradise, who will be serving them. Yet all this, we have to give some sacrifice. And that sacrifice is that we need to be punctual in offering our salah. My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, another worship that is connected with salah is azan. You know, just by, you know, because azan is the call of prayer. For those people who, you know, call of prayer, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the Muslims, in the masajids, in places, Muslims give out the call of prayer. They give the azan. They invite people towards the masjid. And just by giving the azan, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in one of his hadith paak quoted in Majma'ul Kabir, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that the one who utters azan in order to gain a reward is like the martyr druggled in blood, and when he dies there will be no infliction of insects in his body in the grave. Yani his body will remain safe from insects. Now this, because it's call of prayer and azan is connected to the to salah. So this is someone who gives azan for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yeah, look at the reward that Allah Ta'ala will give this person. Subhanallah, that this person, he will be like, you know, his grave, his body in the grave will be like that. There will be no insects. You know what we know what happens a few days. You know, I read a report that someone has passed away for nearly about 2 weeks. He passed away, and then what happens? There were so many maggots and insects that were crawling inside the house, and there was such a staunch smell coming from that place. That is the reality of a human being. Yet, subhanallah, the one who gives azan for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will protect his body as well. Another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam quoted in Al-Jami'u Saghir. Again, this is for those people who give azan for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that, I went into the heavens when I saw a beautiful dome of pearls. Its dust was of musk. I asked, O Jibreel alayhi salam, for whom these domes are? He replied, for the Imam, the one who leads the Salah, and the Muazzin, the one who utters the Azan of your Ummah. Subhanallah. So this palace, this dome, this beautiful dome, is for those people who give Azan for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and for those Muslims who are the Imams of the Muslims. Subhanallah. So such, you know, two things that we've learned. You know, being an imam and being a muazzin. Look at the rewards that these people will gain. And another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It says that it has been reported that everything, including even the fish in the river, ask dua of forgiveness for those who utter the azan. When the muazzin utters the azan, the angel also repeat. When he finishes, the angel keep asking the supplication of forgiveness for him up to the day of judgment. The one who dies in the state of being a muazzin will not be tormented in his grave, and he remains safe from the agonies at the time of death, the hardness and the narrowness of the grave. Subhanallah. So we've just heard three hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, for those individuals who alhamdulillah azza wa jal are the muazzins, those who give azan, those who invite people towards salah. Now just imagine, if this is the reward for those people who invite people to come and offer their salah, then what is the reward for that person who will offer his salah himself? Now, this was just the reward of those people who give the azan. Don't worry, there is also more reward for those people who will reply to the azan. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that, O women, whenever you hear Bilal uttering azan and iqamat, you should also say what he says, as Allah azza wa jal will write 100,000 good deeds for you, for every kalima, for every word, raise you 1,000 ranks and will remove you your 1,000 sins. Listening to this, the women ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this reward is for women, what is for the men? And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied that there is double reward for the men. Subhanallah azza wa jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, subhanallah, you know, such a great reward for those people who give a azan reply as well. On the other hand, the ulama, they mention that a person who talks during the azan, you know, we have a habit today, the azan is going on, we are there talking about the world, talking about the dunya. It's a different ruling when it comes to a teacher who is teaching the Quran. But for normal people who are there, even in the masjid or you are at home, you listen to the azan via the radio, you know, it's a live azan, then we must make sure that we are listening to the azan and then we reply to the azan. Now just imagine, subhanallah, how much reward a person receives just by replying back to the azan. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that a man whose no major pious deed was known, he passed away. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, do you know that Allah ta'ala has made him enter the gardens of paradise? Those who became surprised, as apparently he did not have any major deed. Therefore, one of the companions went to the person's house and asked his widow as to what his special deed was. She replied that although I do not know of any of his special deeds, yet he would reply to the azan whenever he used to hear it, whether it was day or night. May Allah ta'ala bless him and forgive us for his sake. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Someone who replied to the azan, look at the reward that that person receives just for replying back to the azan. So whenever we listen to the azan, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, even though we're walking on the streets, we hear the azan, stop, leave everything. If possible, even it says that a person, when he hears the azan and he hasn't started doing his wuzu, then just wait for the azan to happen and then start your wuzu. Subhanallah, such a beautiful ibadat. Now this is just the azan, and the azan is the call of prayer. And subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers, the gift that Allah ta'ala gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his ummah was the gift of salah. And how important it is, there's such a beautiful gift that has been given. I was talking to an Islamic brother and he says that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, he has started to offer his 5 times salah. And he says the amount of sukoon and the amount of alhamdulillah azza wa jal barakat I'm gaining in my life is just amazing. Now obviously, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, when a person, he offers his salah, that person, Allah ta'ala will protect that person from committing sins. As Allah azza wa jal, he says in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, that no doubt salah saves you from every indecency and every bad. Yani burai se, behayai ke kaamu se, namaz bachati hai. Namaz protects a person. Now subhanallah azza wa jal, when a person is buried inside the grave, it says in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mafhum, that his good deeds, they come inside the grave. And one of them good deed is his salah. When the punishment, if that person was a sinful person, but you know, he committed his sins as well, when the azab, when the angels of punishment would come to that person, his salah would stand in front of him. Subhanallah. So this salah that we are today taking time out, this namaz that we are offering today, we are not just offering the namaz for nothing. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala has prepared such rewards for those people that inshallah azza wa jal, he will not only grant them the garden of paradise, but inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will grant these people his beautiful vision. How that will be, Allah ta'ala knows best. And the more a person is close in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the more vision of Allah Azza wa Jal he will see, the more didar of Allah Azza wa Jal he will do. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Al-Majma'ul Awsat, he says that on the day of judgment, the first very question that will be asked to a man out of his deeds will be about his salah. If the salah is correct, he will be successful. But if his salah is incomplete, he will be disgraced and he will suffer the most highest loss. So the first question on the day of judgment will be about our salah. Just ask yourself, just keep asking this question to yourself. Am I ready to face Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment? Am I ready that on the day of judgment Allah Azza wa Jal will ask me and the first question will be about salah? And today what is my life? I am so far away from deen itself. I'm so far away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal that as a Muslim, I don't even offer my salah. As a Muslim, I don't even offer my 5 times salah. There's so many people who just go for Jummah salah. And people think that that's it because I read my Jummah namaz, main pakka namazi ho gaya hoon ji. I read my Jummah namaz. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I'm going to give you Mubarak for that. Because Jummah is also a very beautiful ibadat. Jummah is a congregation where Muslims gather together. But that's not the only namaz. On Friday, Jummah namaz is not the only namaz that is farz upon me and you. And 5 times namaz. And then what happens after Asr namaz? Maybe there's people who come from outside. But local people. We've seen that. The masjid, mashallah, azza wa jal, it's full at Jummah time. But then when it comes to Asr namaz, so many rows, not even one or two rows are complete. Why? It's because Muslims are busy with their work again. And ma'azallah azza wa jal, piyare Islam bhaiyo, never think to yourself, people sometimes think that, doing work is ibadat as well. Yes, doing work is ibadat, but that is not ibadat if you are missing your salah. If you are deliberately neglecting your salah, your namaz, then who says that that work is ibadat? That is not ibadat. You are fooled by the shaitan. You are in an illusion. You think that you are working, you are gathering wealth, and you are trying to bring your family, try to give them halal money. No, my dear Islamic brothers. Read your 5 times salah, and then give halal money to your family. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you will see the blessings as well. And the noor of a on the face of a musalli, of someone who offers his salah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that the one who secures his salah, the salah will be noor, light, evidence and salvation for him on the day of judgment. And the one who does not protect it, there will be no noor, no evidence and no salvation for him on the day of judgment. And such a person will be kept with Pharaoh, the Fir'aun, Qarun, Haman and Ubay bin Khalf on the day of judgment. By the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, those who offer their salah, there will be light for him. There will be noor for him. That salah will be evidence that this person used to offer his salah. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, it will be a source of salvation for that. A source of success for that person. In the hadith Qudsi, that those people who offer their nafli salah, they come so close to me that I become their hands with which they touch. I become their feet with which they walk. I become their eyes with which they see. And I become their ears with which they listen to. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He says that some honorable scholars say that the one who abandons salah will be resurrected with Pharaoh, Qarun, Haman and Ubay bin Khalf on the day of judgment, because people usually abandon their salah due to wealth, rule, ministry and trade. And the one who abandons his salah due to being occupied with state affairs will be resurrected with Pharaoh. The one who abandons his salah owing to his wealth will be resurrected with Qarun. That the reason of abandoning the salah is ministry, he will be resurrected with Pharaoh's minister Haman. And if the reason of abandoning the salah is business in trade, he will be resurrected with Ubay bin Khalf, the head traitor of the unbelievers in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Look at the lives of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. The Sahaba-i-Kiram lived such a beautiful life. Yeah, my dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Sahaba-i-Kiram are a great evidence to us that when you please Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will make your world a place of success. Or else, this world, my dear Islam brothers, there are so many problems. People are in poverty, people have problems. Yet when it comes to solving these problems, suddenly today, you know, if I am in debt, what happens? A person who is mazallah, he will start to go to the pub and start drinking. He will smoke one after the other. Why? Because I've got problems. But Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, that when you have problems, you turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'inul qulub. That no doubt in the zikr, in the remembrance, of Allah Azza wa Jal is the satisfaction of the heart. You are going through such a tough time. You are going through a period of unsteadfastness. Then Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, offer your salah. Your namaz, your salah will give you that sukoon that you don't have today. Your salah will give you that barakat that you are longing today. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, like the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, the worst thief is the one who steals from his salah. The worst person is the one who steals from his salah. He was humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the thief of salah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who does not perform its ruku or sujood properly. Now those people who do offer their salah, or namaz padte hain, they will go to the masjid, they will offer their salah, yet they will not do their ruku properly, they will not do their sujood properly, they will not know how to fold their hands properly, they will not know how to touch the nose on the ground, they will not know how to sit in at-tahiyyat, they will not know how to give salam, and so many mistakes that these people will do. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, in this hadith pak that those who do their ruku and sujood properly, these people are the thieves of salah. Let's all look at ourselves. Let's all look at our state of affairs. Where are we? Where do we stand today? Do I offer my salah? If I don't offer my salah, wallahi al-azim, try to make your salah important in your life. Salah is number one. You know, today what we try to do is we try to work our salah according to our work timetable. That is wrong. You have your work according to the salah. Make your timetable, make your jadwal around salah, not vice versa. Today we think, yo, theek hai ji, time milega to namaz padh lenge, varna ma'azallah. How can you even say that if I get time, I will read namaz? You have to read your salah. There is no ifs and buts, and I'm not going to even say that start off by reading one namaz and then gradually. No, if namaz is farz upon you, if you are baligh, if you are saying namaz is farz upon you, then there is no ifs and buts. You have to read your 5 times salah. It doesn't matter that I work late and I can't wake up for fajr namaz. Leave your work, offer your salah. Allah Ta'ala has created the humans and the jinns for worship. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I created the humans and the jinns for my worship. That is why me and you were created for worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. But today, sadly, my dear Islamic brothers, if we think to ourselves, namaz, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, itself is an expiation of our sins. Hamare gunahon ki bakhshish ka zariya hai namaz. And today we don't offer our salah. And today we think that, my dear Islamic brothers, that we're going to be successful in this world. Yaar, I've got big businesses. Mera ye karobar, wo karobar. I've got so many people working under me. I've got such big cars. I've got a mansion. I'm living in this world. Yaar, all your mansions, all your cars, all these people who are working out, you know, under you, if you do not offer your salah, what is going to happen when you are about to die? These people will not come and save you. These people will not come and they will not intercede for you between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. You will be punished. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that for everything there is a face, and the face of your religion is prayers. So see to it that none from amongst you damages and disfigures the face of his religion. Our religion, subhanallah, you know, when you see people, you know, gathered all together in Jummah Salah, it brings a smile, it brings that unity, it brings that power to the Muslims. Yet when those Muslims, they abandon their Salah, then my dear Islam brothers, that face of Islam is not there anymore. And in the importance of Salah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that whenever the time of each prayer arrives, an angel announces to the people, O people, stand up and extinguish with prayers. the fire which you have set alight for yourself. So when you are offering your salah, what you are doing is you are extinguishing that fire that is ablaze, that fire of hell. When a person, he worships Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will extinguish the fire of hell for that person. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that surely when a person engages in prayers, his body, his clothes and everything around him glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Dear Islam, just imagine when you are stood in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you're not bothered about anyone. You left the world, you've left your job, you've left your world, you've left your family, and now you are stood in front of the Creator. Only you and Allah Ta'ala. You know, there's no one in between you. Subhanallah. Just imagine that connection that is between you and Allah. Wallahi al-Azim. You have problems in this world. You have financial problems. Go and stand in salah. And then you will see that Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, will shower them blessings and them mercies upon you. The rank of prayers. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, hadith part is quoted in Kanzul Ummal. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the position of prayers with respect to religion is similar to that of the head with respect to the body. In another hadith quoted in Kanzul Ummal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the example of the five daily prayer is like that of a clear water river flowing in front of your houses, in which a person washes himself five times a day, cleaning him from all dirt. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Now, how can a person be dirty? Aaj ma'azallah azza wa jal, you ask a be-namazi, giant, kisi se poochein jo namaz nahi padte na, those who don't read their salah, go and ask them. And they will, you know, they will say, oh, our clothes aren't paak, our clothes aren't pure, mere kapde na paak hai, mera ye hai, wo hai. He will just make excuses. And seriously, pyare Islam bhaiyo, agar dekha bhi jaye na, ma'azallah azza wa jal, they will not know how to go into the toilet, you know, according to the sunnat way. Because they've never learnt about the sunnat way. Ma'azallah azza wa jal, they will go to the toilet, peshab ki chitu se bhi nahi bachte honge. They will not keep themselves away from drops of urine. And then what will happen, according to one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mafhum is that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw two graves, two people buried in them graves, both of them were being punished. And one of them was being punished because he never used to keep himself away from drops of urine. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to the companions that this is the person, he never used to save himself from the drops of urine, and he is being punished inside the grave. Ma'azallah. So, pyare Islam bhaiyo, call out to the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. Seriously, agar hum hai na namaz nahi padte, if I don't read my salah, then I do tawbah in the court of Allah azza wa jal. There's definitely something that we have done that Allah ta'ala is not giving that person the ability, the tawfiq to go and offer their salah. Roein, gir-girayin, cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, because He is the one who gives permission to a person to go offer salah. A banda ye soche, well, Allah Ta'ala never gave me permission to offer salah. No, your permission has already been granted. That permission is that you are baligh, you are sane, and namaz is farz upon you. That is the position, that is that Allah Ta'ala has given you that authority. Go and read namaz. Now, if we don't be lazy ourselves, then, my dear Islam brothers, we will be the only ones to be blamed. Yes, look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He says that Imam Ali, Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, he says that when a person stands up for prayers, Iblis approaches him and looks at him with envy and jealousy as he sees the mercy of Allah encompassing that person. My dear Islamic brothers, on the other hand, a Muslim who does not do sajda, whose tariqah is he following, whose way is he following, whose footsteps is he walking on? He's walking on the footsteps of the shaitan. Allah Ta'ala told the shaitan, do sajda, he didn't do sajda. Allah Ta'ala says to the Muslim, waqimus salah, establish salah, and this Muslim isn't establishing his salah. So whose footsteps are you walking? My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, salah and namaz is a way that we can attain the happiness of Allah Azza wa Jal. We can attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in return, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we can attain the gardens of paradise. Fiyar Islam bayu, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. You know, all those things that are attached to salah, even wuzu, ablution, he says that in Muslim Sharif, When the Muslim or the mu'min, the believer, he makes wuzu, when he washes his face, every sin that his eyes has committed, whatever haram he may looked upon, Allah Ta'ala will forgive his sin, when all his sins will be washed away. And with the water, or with the last drop of water, when he washes his hands, every sin his hand has committed is washed away. When he washes his feet, every sin that his feet walk towards is washed away with the last drop of water until he comes out of wuzu free of sins. Subhanallah. You haven't even stood up for salah yet. Abhi hum namaz ke liye khade bhi nahi hue. We've just performed our ablution. We've just performed our wuzu. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, before we even stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are all pure. We are all pak. We Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, all our minor sins will be removed. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The angels keep on asking Allah ta'ala's forgiveness for any one of you, as long as he is at his musalla, his jai namaz, his praying place, and he does not pass wind. They say, oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, be merciful to him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islamic brothers. When a person begins to offer his salah, Allah ta'ala showers his mercy upon him until he finishes his salah. Allah Azza wa Jal, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, will keep showering his mercy and his blessings upon that person. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's make our intention. And of those of you who are parents, if you want your children to make dua for you, you know what is one of the best ways for your children to make dua for you is to read salah. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Just imagine, when you pass away from this world, hum duniya se chale jayenge. We're going to leave this world. That our children, if we make them namazi, our children will be sitting on that jai namaz, and they will be reading, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَىٰ. And they will be making dua for their parents. And just imagine how much reward and how much satisfaction these parents will receive in their grave. The reward that Allah Azza wa Jalla will give them is immense, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Please start to offer your salah. Try to make, you know, we need to sort these things out. Abhi se hum iski koshish karein, mehnat karein. You know, try to have your children at your house. Make them wake up for salah. You know, someone gave a very beautiful example. You know, today we say that our children, they fast asleep, they're tired. How can I wake them for salah? Their sleep will be disturbed. They'll have to wake up. Lekin pyare Islam bhaiyo, just imagine, if these same children were fast asleep and your house caught fire, what would you do to wake them up? You'll probably drag them down the stairs and make sure that they're out of the house. You'll drag them out of the bed. But are we not going to do that? The fire of hell is burning. The fire of hell is raging. The fire of hell, it says that when people are walking on the bridge of Sirat, the fire of hell will grab hold of a person and pull it inside. Who's going to extinguish that fire of hell? Make sure that you wake up your children. Make sure that you wake yourself up. Have you seen Amir Ahl Sunnat? His eldest son, I've heard about him. His eldest son, he was paband for tahajjud. He used to offer his tahajjud salah at the age of 7. At the age of 7, he used to read his tahajjud salah. What about our children? Our children don't even know how to read salah. They don't know how to stand up properly. They don't know what raku is. They don't know what sujood is. They don't know what qoma is. They don't know what jalsa is. You know why? It's because I, the father, or I, the mother, even don't know them. Kyun hi hum shauk paida karte? Why are we not, you know, trying to learn these kind of things? Why are we just being so neglectful? Why are we being so negative towards salah? When salah, we know that it is salvation. Piyar Islam bhaiyo, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Try to, you know, give invitation to your Islamic brothers, to the Islamic sisters. Dawat Islami has weekly gatherings, weekly ijtimas. Madani kafles travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Try to travel with them. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, save yourself and save your children, save your, this is our future. Hum kehte hain na ji, mera future mere bache. My future is my children. Yes, our future is our children. Yet, What about our future? What kind of future are we bringing up? Are we bringing up a future that our children are away from ibadah? Are we trying to bring our future that don't know how to read their namaz? MaazAllah, we know hamare ghar mein aaj mahol kaisa hai. You know, do our children give salam when they come home? Do our children, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, bring a smile to your face when you come back from work? You know, you're tired when you come back from work, when you are sat at home, when you see your children, do they bring a smile? And then when you look at them, seriously, just think to yourself, just sit back one day and ask yourself, hey, my children don't read namaz. I don't read namaz. And we are Muslims, and Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this salah 700 times in the Quran, and we don't offer salah. What is going to happen to us? Aye, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo. Another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Baqir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that Allah's remembrance of people who pray is greater and superior to their remembrance of Him. Do you not observe that He has said in the noble Quran, remember me and I shall remember you. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Remember me and I shall remember you. When we are doing ibadat, when we are offering our salah, when we are remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, no doubt Allah Ta'ala is the great, Allah is Kabir. Allah Ta'ala, you know, we don't even remember Allah Ta'ala as much. We don't even know how to worship Allah Ta'ala. Hameh to yaar sahi tarah namaz padhne ka tariqa hi nahi aata. But subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala, the all wise, the all great, the one, all the sustainer of the universe, that Allah Ta'ala will be remembering us when we remember Him. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers. Another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, quoted in Baihaqi Sharif and Tabrani Sharif, that when the worshipper stands up in prayer, all his sins are brought and placed upon his head and his shoulders. So whenever he bows and he prostrates, they fall from him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Can you imagine, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, when the believers pray, the believers look at even the smallest sin as a mountain on top of his head that is about to fall on him and crush him. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, is a very, very beautiful platform. Now, I know so many Islamic brothers that never used to offer their salah. Namaz nahi padte the. You know, they're even at home, you know, so many Islam brothers, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, who have decorated their faces with the beautiful, you know, sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beard, who have decorated with the crown of the angels, the Imamah Sharif, so many Islamic sisters who have become Baab Parda, so many Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, if you ask them their previous life, now we met with this Islamic brother, and he says that, son, you know, I'm ashamed of myself even telling you this, that, you know, he says that he never used to read Eid Salah as well. Eid, you know, in twice a year, he never used to read that as well. But alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you know, he says that I was invited to an ijtima of Dawat Islami. And he goes, the Islamic brother, they took me, we went to that ijtima, I heard the bayans, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, the bayans of the muballigheen were hitting my heart. And he says that alhamdulillah, since that day, I haven't even missed my tahajjud salah. He was saying it as tahadith in ni'mat, so that we could tell other people. So, koshish karein, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo. Try to change your life for the better. When you read Salah, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you change your life for the better. You know, someone who doesn't read Namaz, what's so good about that person? Theek hai, he's a millionaire. He's got a lot of wealth. He's got a big status in the community. He might be well known by people. But that person doesn't read Namaz. Why are you so happy? Why are you running after him? Why do you want to be like him? We look at people and we envy them. Oh, he's got a beautiful car. He's got a very beautiful house, the life of a Muslim. Make this dua. Oh Allah, protect me from the punishment of the grave. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, protect me from the punishment of the fire of hell. Make this dua and be punctual. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, by offering your salah, Allah Ta'ala will grant us the garden of paradise. May Allah Ta'ala reward us and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.